Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1694 slide, visible translated text is as follows, vert. As to how I know Conley wrote those letters, I have examined the writing of the letters you are referring to and what is known as the murder notes. I would not say that I am a handwriting expert, but there are many characteristics in the writing of the murder notes which show very plainly in the notes written to Annie Maud Carter. My definition of pervert, as applied to Frank or Conley, there are many phases of the pervert. The sexual pervert is a man who satisfies his sexual passion in an unnatural way. Considering Conley in connection with the letters, I would call him a fiendish pervert, that is, a man whose sexual passion is such that he would commit murder in order to satisfy it, in an unnatural way. You might take that term, it might take that turn, it might take a natural turn. He would be a pervert if it took the natural way. There are various phases of the pervert. The man who mutilates the person and is a pervert in the definition I gave is not usually a man of ignorance or a man of education. He might be a very cunning man. It is a crime of both the educated and uneducated. In my opinion, after reading those letters, I would say Conley S. Dot-tiated himself in an unnatural way. Mr. Dot-Smith, attorney for Conley, gave me opportunity to see Conley whenever I wished, in his presence. I didn't avail myself of that privilege because I didn't think I would have the opportunity of talking with Conley in the way I wanted with the restrictions there were thrown about him. There is a man named Adams who works for me, also Botts Rogers. Charles Isom is not my payroll. He was not in Chicago with me. He came to my office in Chicago. He came to see a Negro by the name of Aaron Allen. He came there with my knowledge and consent. It is not true that I had Isom there for the purpose of getting a statement from Allen after I had interviewed Allen myself for 3 days. I didn't send for Isom at all. I received a telegram from here that a man by the name of Isom was coming on there. I think the telegram was from Mr. Herbert Haas. Mr. Jake Haas was there at the same time with Aaron Allen. I have had one Neil in my employ in Indianapolis. The Negro didn't look very well, but I don't remember his being very sick. He could go around. I interviewed him twice. I did not hear from Isom when he interviewed Aaron Allen. He was sent on from here. They said Mr. Isom knew him.